All right, let's build a sub-base that actually shakes the floor in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB energy. In this lesson, we're not just making a low sound, we're building the foundation of the whole groove. In this style, the sub has to be deep, mono, stable, and controlled, but it also has to move with the drums. If the bass is fighting the break, the whole track falls apart. If it locks in, suddenly everything feels bigger, faster, and heavier. So first, create a new MIDI track and load up Operator. You could use Waveatable too, but for a clean, classic sub, Operator is the easiest win. Name the track SUB so you stay organized as the session grows. Inside Operator, turn on Oscillator A and set it to a sine wave. That's the cleanest starting point for a true sub. Turn off the other oscillators or leave them silent. Keep the level sensible so you're not clipping before you've even started shaping the sound. We want headroom. Always leave yourself room to make the bass bigger later. Now write your bass line in a sub-friendly range. A good starting zone is around F1 to G2, depending on the key of the track and how much weight you want. If the bass gets too blurry, bring it up an octave. If it feels too polite, drop it lower and simplify the rhythm. A lot of people think low end is just about going as low as possible, but in jungle and DNB, clarity matters just as much as depth. Now let's talk about the MIDI groove, because this is where the magic really happens. In old school DNB, the sub usually works best when it feels like it's talking to the drums. It can answer the snare, leave space for the break, and use syncopation without becoming too busy. Try a short pattern where the root lands on beat 1, then maybe an offbeat note, then a longer note before beat 3, and a little pickup going into the next bar. That kind of shape gives you movement without clutter. And here's a big one. Note length. In this style, note length is often more important than the actual notes. Keep most notes short to medium. Let only a few ring out longer. If the sub is too long all the time, it can smear across the kick and snare, and the whole track starts to feel slower and mushier than it should. Short notes give you punch. Longer notes should feel intentional, like they're supporting a phrase or leading into a transition. Inside Operator, shape the amp envelope so the bass feels tight but still full. A super fast attack is usually fine, but if it sounds clicky, ease it back just a touch. Keep sustain high and use a short to medium release. If the bass feels smeared, shorten the release and tighten the note lengths in the MIDI clip. If it feels too sharp or thin, give it a tiny bit more attack and check that the oscillator isn't too hot. Now add a utility device after Operator and set the width to 0%. That forces the bass completely mono, which is exactly what we want. Sub frequencies below roughly 100 to 120 Hz should really stay centered. Stereo low end can sound impressive in headphones, but on a club system it often falls apart. Mono sub means better translation, stronger punch, and a more solid center image. After that, put EQ8 on the track. This is not about reshaping the bass into something else. It's about cleaning up the junk that gets in the way. If there is unnecessary rumble, you can use a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 Hz that removes useless subsonic energy without hurting the actual bass. If the sound feels boxy or cloudy, look around the 150 to 300 Hz area and make a small cut if needed. Be careful here. Don't over-EQ the life out of it. The fundamental is the whole point. Now for a little harmonic enhancement. A pure sine sub can be massive, but on small speakers it may vanish. That's where a subtle saturator comes in. Put it after the EQ and add just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB to start. Turn on soft clip if needed, and match the output so the level stays honest. What this does is add harmonics, which helps the bass read on laptops, phones, and smaller club systems without destroying the clean sub foundation. The key word here is subtle. If you can hear obvious distortion, you've probably gone too far. Next, let's make the bass breathe with the kick. Add a compressor after saturator and use sidechain compression from your kick drum. Start with a moderate ratio, maybe 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a quick attack, and a release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the groove. You want the bass to duck just enough for the kick to punch through. In jungle, though, you usually don't want the super obvious EDM pump unless that's specifically the vibe. The bass should feel like it's weaving with the drums, not bouncing off them like a trampoline. Now, if the line feels a little static, don't immediately reach for more sound design. Instead, move around the MIDI. Alternate note lengths. Add a few octave jumps sparingly. Toss in a passing note every now and then. Use velocity variation if the instrument responds to it. A small amount of human push-pull can make the bass lock into chopped breaks way better than a grid-perfect loop ever could. Old-school jungle often feels alive because it's a little bit loose in the right places. This is also where you should test the bass with the drums, not in solo. Solo can be misleading. A sub that sounds huge alone may completely swallow the snare in context. So audition it with the kick, the snare, the breakbeat, and the hats. Ask yourself, does the bass hit hard without masking the snare? Is the break still punching through? Does the low end feel steady across the loop? If it sounds muddy, shorten the notes, reduce saturation, and maybe cut a little low mid buildup. If it sounds weak, raise the octave a touch, simplify the rhythm, or add a little more harmonic content. Another really important tip, tune the sub to the track, not just to the MIDI note name. Sometimes shifting the whole part up or down by a semitone changes the way it sits in the mix dramatically. If the bass feels soft, compare neighboring tunings in context. Small pitch changes can completely transform the feel in jungle and old-school DNB. When you're arranging, use contrast. That's a huge part of the genre. Let the bass drop in after an intro. Pull it out for a bar or even just a beat before a fill. Bring it back hard after a snare roll or rewind. Silence makes low-end feel even heavier when it returns. If the bass is constant all the time, it loses impact. If it appears and disappears with intention, the track starts to breathe. You can also automate utility, gain or low pass filter very subtly in transitions instead of swapping the entire patch. That keeps the sound consistent while still making the arrangement evolve. And if you want extra weight on smaller systems, consider a very quiet harmonic layer above the true sub, but keep the actual low end clean and mono. If you do layer, phase check it. Sometimes a tiny nudge in timing or a phase flip makes the bottom stronger instead of thinner. Here's a great exercise to lock this in. Build an 8-bar jungle groove with a chopped amen break, a simple sine-based sub and operator, utility at 0 width, EQ 8, saturator and sidechain compression from the kick. Then evolve the bass every 2 bars. Start sparse, add an octave jump, hold a longer note in the middle and finish with a pickup into the loop restart. Bounce it out and listen on headphones, monitors, a phone speaker, and if you can, a car system too. If it still feels clear and weighty across all of those, you're on the right track. So to recap, start with a clean sine sub, keep it mono, shape the note length carefully, use the envelope for tight control, add only a touch of saturation, sidechain it intelligently, and always arrange it around the drums. That's how you get a sub that doesn't just sit under the track, but actually drives it. Do that right, and the low end won't just be present, it'll hit the room.